sad Hillary Clinton concedes after Senate clears way for Trump acquittal that only way to remove Trump is to vote him out. By Hannah Blow on February 1, 2020. Twice failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton conceded on Friday that Americans must vote President Trump out in November if they want to remove him from office, effectively making the same argument Republicans have been making since the launch of the partisan impeachment process. With their votes to make the American president accountable to no one, Republican senators have put the interests of one president over the interests of all Americans, Clinton tweeted on Friday as the Senate voted down a motion to allow for additional witnesses in the Senate impeachment trial. The only remedy now is for us all to vote in overwhelming numbers to replace them, and him, in November, she added. The Senate voted 51-49 to block the Democrats' efforts to call for additional witnesses in the Senate impeachment trial. All eyes were on Senators Lamar Alexander, RTN, and Lisa Murkowski, RAK, both of whom came out against calling for additional witnesses. Alexander said in a statement on Thursday, "I worked with other senators to make sure that we have the right to ask for more documents and witnesses. But there is no need for more evidence to prove something that has already been proven and that does not meet the United States Constitution's high bar for an impeachable offense." Murkowski came out against witnesses Friday morning, concluding that there will be no fair trial in the Senate due to the partisan nature of the impeachment process. "I don't believe the continuation of this process will change anything. It is sad for me to admit that, as an institution, the Congress has failed," she added. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, signaled on Friday that the trial will conclude in the coming days. The Senate is expected to hold an acquittal vote on Wednesday.